Welcome to Saving Castles, the podcast for castle and chateau enthusiasts. Join us as we explore the fascinating history, stories, and culture of these awe-inspiring structures, from the legends and folklore to the latest in restoration. We'll cover it all, so whether you're a seasoned castle aficionado or just discovering the magic of these magnificent buildings, this is the podcast for you. So grab your headphones and let's dive in.
A thick blanket of fog, ghostly and opaque, hung low over the Carpathian foothills. On this particular night, even the moon seemed to hide, surrendering to the darkness and refusing to pierce the clouded veil. The quiet of the night was occasionally interrupted by the distant howl of wolves, echoing eerily across the valleys and painting a nocturnal sunscape of wild Transylvania. As a lone traveller trudged along a narrow, winding path, every echo of his footsteps seemed to whisper back to him tales of old. He had heard of the region's legends, tales that twisted the boundaries of the mortal realm and the supernatural. The silhouettes of the forests and hills looked like shadowy watchers bearing witness to his journey, and then, out of the gloaming, appeared the looming form of Bran Castle. From a distance, the castle sat majestically, its towers piercing the fog like a sentinel from a time long gone. Tales from local inns and pubs spoke of the ancient stone walls hiding more than just stone and mortar. Whispers told of secrets, of hidden passages, of a ruler whose name still made hearts quiver with dread, Vlad the Third. Historically, Vlad, also known as Vlad the Impaler, was not the blood-drinking vampire of popular imagination. He was a ruler, a warrior, and, to many, a defender of his homeland. His moniker, the Impaler, was earned due to his favoured method of punishment for his enemies. It was said that Vlad would impale those who opposed him, leaving their agonized forms as a gruesome warning to others. This cruel method of psychological warfare ensured that his reign was both respected and feared. Vlad's life was marked by conflict. Born in 1431 in the fortress of Sigisoara, he was a member of the House of Draculesti, a lineage that was constantly embroiled in the political turmoil of the region. His father, Vlad II Dracul, was initiated into the Order of the Dragon, a chivalric order dedicated to halting the Ottoman Empire's expansion into Europe. This affiliation not only influenced Vlad's own stance against the Ottomans, but also earned him the name Dracula, meaning Son of Dracula, or Son the Dragon. Back on that foggy path, as the traveller neared the castle, shadows played tricks on his eyes. Every so often he thought he saw fleeting figures, like bats or perhaps something else, dancing on the castle's walls. The chilling winds carried murmurs, and for a moment he could have sworn he heard a voice, a whisper from the past, beckoning him closer. Bran Castle's association with Vlad III is often debated among historians. While it's known that Vlad never resided there, the castle's strategic location, perched on the border of Transylvania and Wallachia, suggests he might have passed through during his many military campaigns. Yet, for the world at large, thanks in part to Bram Stoker's legendary novel Dracula, Bran Castle has become forever intertwined with the figure of the infamous vampire. The traveller, now at the castle gates, hesitated. The tales of old, the stories of Vlad's brutal reign, and the haunting myths of Dracula all swirled in his mind. He was about to step into a world where history, myth, and legend intertwined, where the echoes of the past refused to be silenced. Behind those ancient walls, centuries of secrets waited to be discovered. And as the fog continued to roll in, enveloping the castle in its misty embrace, the boundaries between the world of the living and the legends of the undead seemed to blur just a little more. In the pantheon of historical figures, few have garnered as much intrigue and mystery as Vlad. While tales of vampiric endeavours have made him a legendary figure in popular culture, it's imperative to unravel the cloak of fiction and lay bare the reality of the man who would become known as Dracula. Born amidst the turbulent landscapes of 15th century Wallachia, Vlad was thrust early on into a world rife with political intrigue, power struggles, and shifting allegiances. From a tender age, his life was marked not just by Wallachia's external threats, primarily from the mighty Ottoman Empire, but also the ever-present dangers from rival factions within. The name Dracula, derived from his father Vlad II Dracul's association with the Order of the Dragon, heralded not a figure of darkness, but one sworn to protect Christian Europe against the advancing Ottomans. Yet as Vlad grew into his role, it was his methods, rather than his mission, that would cement his place in infamy. Vlad the Impaler. The name was not merely an epithet, but a chilling testament to his preferred method of psychological warfare. Impalement, a gruesome and slow death, was his message to any who dared challenge his rule. Forests of impaled enemies stood as grotesque monuments to his ruthlessness, their tormented silhouettes painting a stark panorama of terror. By some accounts, during one of his punitive campaigns, he left a field of 20,000 impaled Ottoman prisoners, a macabre sight that allegedly made even the Ottoman Sultan, Mehmed II, turn back in horror. But to label Vlad solely as a tyrant would be a simplification. For many in Wallachia, he was a staunch defender against foreign incursion and a proponent of order in a time of chaos. His stringent policies, though often brutal, brought stability to a region constantly at the brink of conflict. He valued loyalty above all and dealt ruthlessly with traitors, irrespective of their rank or status. To common folk, this often made him a just ruler, one who wouldn't hesitate to punish the corrupt nobility. However, the world's fascination with Vlad doesn't stem from his military campaigns or governance, but from the association of his figure with the literary vampire, Count Dracula, penned brilliantly by Bram Stoker in 1897. While Stoker's Dracula shares Vlad's name and aristocratic status, the connections largely end there. It's believed that Stoker may never have intended for his fictional vampire to be Vlad, but the parallels, once drawn, proved too alluring to resist. Stoker's novel, set in the eerie landscapes of Transylvania, tells the tale of Count Dracula's quest for new blood and his confrontation with Professor Van Helsing. The story, filled with gothic horror, was a stark contrast to the historical narrative of Vlad. Yet, the entwining of fact with fiction began, largely driven by the shared name and the allure of the unknown. Bran Castle, with its imposing towers and labyrinthine corridors, soon became synonymous with the Count's fictional abode. The blending of Vlad's factual history with Stoker's fictional creation has given birth to a unique legacy where the lines are often blurred. It's a testament to the power of storytelling, how a 15th century ruler can be transformed into a timeless icon of horror. In the candle-lit chambers of Bran Castle, one can almost hear the echoes of Vlad's legacy. Every whisper of the wind, every creak of the wooden floorboards, conjures images of both the historical prince and the legendary vampire. It's a dance of shadows and reality where one figure gracefully steps into the other, their tales forever intertwined. But as we delve deeper beyond the myths and the tales, there remains a man, a leader, a warrior, and a product of his tumultuous times. Understanding Vlad requires peeling back the layers of legends and appreciating the confluence of historical forces that shaped him. Perched on a rocky precipice, rising dominantly from the rugged landscapes of Romania, is Bran Castle. As sunlight dances over its ancient stone facade, its multitude of windows reflect a myriad of stories, each more compelling than the last. With its lofty spires and imposing battlements, Bran Castle stands as a timeless sentinel, guarding the historical secrets of Transylvania. Nestled between the realms of Transylvania and Wallachia, this architectural marvel was more than just a residence. It was a strategic masterpiece. Throughout history, the very location of Bran Castle marked it as a gateway, a choke point where power dynamics of the region have been played out. The castle's vantage point, overlooking both key land routes and the rushing waters of the Turka River below, made it a formidable fortress against invading forces. It was in 1377 when the Hungarian king Louis I of Anjou granted the Saxons of Kronstadt the privilege to build this stone castle, intended as a bulwark against the advancing Ottomans, and also to protect Transylvania from potential invasions by Wallachia. Its walls bore witness to numerous battles, plots, and sieges. Over the centuries, various rulers and dignitaries expanded upon its foundations, each leaving their indelible mark. The result was a sprawling, complex citadel, as mysterious as it was majestic. Within its confines, a dizzying array of rooms, towers, and hidden passages unfurl like an intricate tapestry. Narrow spiral staircases lead to shadowy chambers with Gothic arches, while secret passages hint at clandestine meetings and whispered plots. Some say the castle boasts as many as 57 rooms, though no one can say for sure. The exact number remains one of the castle's many enigmas. Beyond its physical layout, the atmosphere of Bran Castle is what truly captures the imagination. As one traverses its halls, there's a palpable sense of history in the air. It feels as if the walls, if they could speak, would recount tales of bravery, betrayal, and perhaps the supernatural. The castle's dungeons, with their cold stone floors and eerie echoes, speak of prisoners and perhaps enemies of the state who once languished there, their stories lost to the sands of time. Amidst the myriad tales associated with Bran Castle, the most captivating remains its tenuous link to Vlad. While historical records don't place Vlad as a resident, the strategic importance of the castle during his reign cannot be understated. The turbulent politics of 15th-century Transylvania meant that figures like Vlad would have been acutely aware of the castle's significance. Some local legends even whisper that Vlad was once captured and imprisoned within its walls, though concrete evidence remains elusive. The confluence of Bran Castle with the Dracula mythos, spurred by Bram Stoker's immortal tale, has further shrouded it in mystery. Over the decades, many a traveller has walked its corridors, half expecting to encounter the enigmatic Count himself, perhaps brooding in a dimly lit chamber or surveying his domain from a high tower. This intertwining of history and legend is what lends Bran Castle its unique allure. Here, the past isn't just a series of events, it's an immersive experience. In the shadow of its walls, one feels the weight of centuries, the hopes and fears of those who once tread its floors, and the undying allure of legends born from its storied past. Bran Castle, with its myriad mysteries, continues to beckon, a majestic enigma waiting to be explored. Beneath the looming shadow of Bran Castle, in the quaint villages that dot the Transylvanian landscape, twilight is a settled time. It's when the elderly gather around crackling fires, children sit wide-eyed with anticipation, and tales of old come alive. These are stories passed down through countless generations, each telling more evocative than the last, painting a vivid tableau of the region's storied past. Maria, a silver-haired matriarch with eyes that have seen many winters, began one such tale, her voice soft yet commanding. In times long gone, she began, when the moon was but a thin crescent and the wolves roamed free, a mysterious figure would often be seen on the parapets of Bran Castle, his cloak billowing in the wind. The locals, she recounted, whispered that it was Vlad himself surveying his domain. On certain nights, a chilling scream would pierce the silence, leaving the villagers trembling in fear. Some said Vlad was exacting his brutal punishments, while others speculated on darker, more supernatural rites. Then there's Stefan, a robust man in his mid-40s, whose ancestors have lived in the village for centuries. With a glint in his eye, he regaled tales of secret tunnels running beneath the castle, leading to undisclosed locations. These tunnels, as per Stefan, were used by Vlad to move undetected, to surprise enemies, or to carry out clandestine activities under the veil of night. Some brave souls who ventured into these underground labyrinths were never seen again, their fates unknown, adding another layer of mystery to the castle's enigmatic aura. Young Eliza, with her braided hair and freckled face, shared a different kind of story. It was a romantic legend of a lady-in-waiting who fell in love with a common soldier. Their love, deemed forbidden, found secret moments within the castle's hidden alcoves. But one fateful night, they were discovered. The soldier was imprisoned in the castle's dungeon while the lady vanished. On moonlit nights, Eliza whispered, their ethereal figures can still be seen, dancing together on the castle's ramparts, their love undying. Amid these tales of love, intrigue, and terror, the figure of Vlad constantly emerges, a testament to his lasting impact on the collective psyche of the locals. While some stories paint him as a just ruler, a protector of the realm against invading forces, others delve into his darker side. Ion, a village elder known for his vast knowledge of local lore, spoke of a time when Vlad, betrayed by some local merchants, exacted a grim revenge, inviting them to a banquet in Bran Castle. They expected reconciliation. Instead, they found themselves trapped and were forced to march to another of Vlad's fortresses, where they faced their untimely demise. The tales are numerous and varied, but beyond the captivating narratives, they offer a deeper insight. They reflect the deep interplay between historical events and the human need for storytelling. These legends, blending facts with the supernatural, showcase the locals' attempt to make sense of their tumultuous past, to find meaning amidst chaos. As the fires dwindle and night deepens, the tales reach their crescendo. The silhouette of Bran Castle, illuminated faintly by the stars, stands as both a backdrop and a central character to these narratives. It's not just a structure of stone and mortar, but a living, breathing entity that has witnessed, and perhaps even shaped, the course of Transylvanian history. And as the villagers retreat to their homes, the echoes of their stories lingering in the air, one realizes that Bran Castle's true essence cannot be captured merely through historical records or architectural analysis. It lies in these tales, in the collective memories of the people, in the legends that have withstood the test of time. Deep within the confines of Bran Castle lies a realm of secrets. This realm is not made up of grand halls or opulent chambers, but instead it consists of shadowy corridors, hidden nooks and clandestine tunnels. The castle's enigmatic passageways are a testament to its layered history, its strategic importance, and the mysteries that still wait to be unraveled. One can't help but wonder, who trod these dimly lit corridors in times long past? Were they nobles, seeking a private moment away from the prying eyes of the court, or perhaps spies, surreptitiously navigating the castle's depths, gathering information that could change the course of history? As visitors meander through Bran Castle today, they come upon doorways that seem to lead nowhere and staircases that spiral mysteriously downwards, only to abruptly end. Each passageway tells a story, though many of these narratives remain shrouded in mystery. One such corridor, known to locals as the Whispering Hallway, has acoustics so peculiar that whispers made at one end can be clearly heard at the other, yet are inaudible in the middle. Legend has it that this passageway was a strategic design, enabling Vlad, or perhaps other rulers of the castle, to eavesdrop on conversations and ensure loyalty or unearth deceit. Then there's the famed dungeon's tunnel, a narrow, winding path that seems to lead deep into the castle's belly. Rumor has it that this tunnel was an escape route, allowing occupants a discreet exit during sieges or political upheavals. Some local historians speculate that Vlad may have used it on more than one occasion, moving unseen like a shadow, always one step ahead of his enemies. But perhaps the most intriguing of all is the Gallery of Echoes. A long, vaulted corridor adorned with faded frescoes depicting scenes of battles and festivities. Here, footsteps echo mysteriously, sometimes seeming to come from behind even when the visitor is certain they tread alone. Many attribute this phenomenon to the castle's unique architecture, but local legends suggest otherwise. They whisper of spirits from times long past, still wandering the gallery, forever trapped within the castle's stone embrace. As if the existing passageways weren't intriguing enough over the years, excavations and restorations have revealed more hidden sections. Behind what was once thought to be a solid wall in the northern wing, a concealed room was uncovered. Empty and with no records of its purpose, it adds yet another layer to Bran Castle's enigma. Was it a secret treasury, a private chamber, or perhaps a room meant for clandestine meetings? The castle's labyrinthine layout serves as a reminder of its strategic importance. In an era rife with invasions, political betrayals, and power struggles, the ability to move discreetly within one's stronghold was invaluable. These passageways ensured that rulers, including the likes of Vlad, could maintain control, conduct covert operations, and, if necessary, escape from threats. Yet beyond their strategic significance, these corridors and chambers are symbolic of the castle's essence. They remind us that history is not always clear-cut, that stories and realities overlap, and that truth can sometimes be as elusive as a shadow in a dimly lit tunnel. Exploring these passageways is akin to delving deep into the annals of history. With each step, the line between legend and reality blurs. The cold touch of the stone walls, the eerie echoes, and the play of light and shadow all combine to create an atmosphere thick with anticipation and reverence. One feels as if they're not just walking through a castle, but traveling back in time, getting tantalizingly close to the secrets that the castle guards. And as one emerges from the depths, stepping back into the light, there's a profound sense of connection, a realization that with its enigmatic passageways has offered a glimpse into the heart of Transylvania's rich and tumultuous past. The castle stands not just as a monument to the great figures who once roamed its halls, but as a beacon illuminating the intricate dance of history, legend, and human ambition. In the quiet, dimly lit chambers of a remote archive, far from the bustle of modernity, parchment whispers tales of bygone eras. Here, among stacks of ancient manuscripts, maps yellowed with age and decrepit documents, lies a tantalizing puzzle, the hunt for Dracula's true lair within Bran Castle. This quest is not just for the thrill-seekers and the curious, but for historians, scholars, and enthusiasts who believe that beneath the lore of Dracula, truth waits to be unearthed. It's a search that has spanned decades, and every so often a piece of the puzzle emerges, only to raise more questions. One of the most intriguing finds was a map, dated to the 15th century, found in an old merchant's trunk. This map, exquisitely detailed, portrayed a layout of Bran Castle markedly different from what stands today. There were rooms unaccounted for, secret tunnels not found in modern architectural blueprints, and, most intriguingly, a chamber marked in crimson, set deep within the castle's bowels, labelled only as the lair. This discovery set off a flurry of speculation. Could this be the very chamber where Vlad, the infamous Dracula, conducted his dark rituals or met with his innermost counsel? Or, as some argue, was it a prison for his most treasured captives? In addition to maps, several manuscripts have been discovered that provide cryptic clues. A monk's diary from the late 1400s mentioned a room of shadows within Bran Castle, a place where no light dares penetrate. Another document, a letter between two nobles, hinted at a chamber below the earth where secrets of the past sleep. These tantalizing snippets of information have only deepened the enigma, driving scholars and enthusiasts to frenzied debate. As the search intensified, an old manuscript bound in worn leather surfaced. This book, penned by a close aide of Vlad, offers the most detailed account of the ruler's life within Bran Castle. It describes his daily rituals, his interactions with courtiers, and, tantalizingly, cryptic references to a hidden chamber, a place where Vlad would retreat to, especially during times of great stress or political upheaval. This chamber, as per the manuscript, was the heart of the castle, both literally and metaphorically. It was here that Dracula's most intimate moments played out, be it strategic planning, personal reflection, or dark rituals. Yet, despite the clues, this enigmatic chamber remains elusive. Modern excavations, aided by the latest technology, have delved deep into the castle's foundations. Walls have been scanned, floors probed, and every nook explored. Yet the castle, much like its erstwhile lord, guards its secrets jealously. Some argue that Dracula's lair, if it existed, might have been cleverly sealed off or disguised. Others posit that it could have been destroyed in one of the numerous reconstructions or sieges that the castle endured. Then there are those who believe that the chamber is not a physical space, but a metaphor representing the innermost sanctum of Vlad's mind. The allure of the hunt is undeniable, for to find Dracula's lair is to come face to face with one of history's most enigmatic figures. To understand him beyond the legends and tales, it's a quest for truth, for understanding, for a connection with an era long gone. As scholars, adventurers, and enthusiasts pore over ancient texts, study faded maps, and walk the silent corridors of Bran Castle, they are not just seeking a hidden chamber. And so, the hunt for Dracula's lair continues, a testament to the enduring allure of the past, the thrill of discovery, and the eternal dance between truth and legend. In the shadow of Bran Castle, as dawn's first light kissed the ancient stones, a team of seasoned archaeologists, historians, and thrill-seekers congregated. With the tantalizing clues from ancient maps and manuscripts in hand, they were on the cusp of a grand expedition. Their goal? To penetrate the very heart of the castle, venture into uncharted territories, and uncover Dracula's elusive lair. Leading the expedition was Professor Isabella Radescu, a renowned historian with a lifetime dedicated to Transylvanian lore. Her deep-set eyes gleamed with determination. She had often spoken of how the mysteries of Bran Castle were not just architectural or historical, but deeply personal. For her, Vlad wasn't just a figure from the past, but a riddle that beckoned to be solved. Beside her stood Dr. Adrian Iliescu, a famed archaeologist with numerous discoveries under his belt. Though his demeanor was calm, those who knew him recognized the fiery passion for exploration that burned within. Then there was Elena, a tech expert who believed that the latest scanning and probing technologies could unveil secrets that eluded traditional exploration. As the team made their way into the castle, the weight of history pressed down upon them. Each step echoed with the whispers of centuries past, with tales of valor, intrigue, betrayal, and mystery. The ancient walls, bearing silent witness to countless stories, now stood as the final barrier between the team and the castle's heart. Guided by the aged map, the team ventured into areas of the castle long forgotten. Narrow passageways gave way to expansive chambers, some grand in their opulence, others eerily barren. Every room was approached with a mix of anticipation and reverence. In the depths of the castle, they came upon a sealed doorway. The heavy wooden door, bound in iron, bore an emblem that Professor Radescu recognized. A dragon, coiled and ready to strike. It was a known insignia associated with Vlad. Could this be the entrance to the fabled lair? The team set to work. As Elena's equipment hummed and scanned, Dr. Iliescu carefully examined the door's construction, looking for a way in without causing damage. Hours seemed to stretch into days. The castle's chill penetrated their bones, but their determination never wavered. Finally, with a resounding creak that echoed through the stone corridors, the door yielded. Beyond it lay darkness, a vast chamber untouched by time. Their torchlights revealed faded frescoes on the walls, depicting scenes that spoke of both grandeur and darkness. An ornate throne stood at the centre, and behind it a large window, now bricked up, once perhaps offering a panoramic view of the Transylvanian landscape. As Professor Radescu stepped into the chamber, her voice broke the silence. "This is it, Dracula's inner sanctum. The room bore evidence of its historical significance. There were old manuscripts scattered on a large oak table, their contents yet deciphered. On the floor, a large ornate rug depicted a dragon, the same emblem on the door, surrounded by scenes of battles and victories. The atmosphere was thick with emotion. To stand in a place where Vlad, the enigmatic Dracula, had once ruled, planned, and perhaps even reflected on his life was profoundly moving. Yet, as the hours unfolded, it became evident that the room, while significant, was not the final piece of the puzzle. It was a monumental discovery, no doubt, but the true lair, as described in the manuscripts, remained elusive. As the expedition concluded and the team retraced their steps back into the modern world, there was a collective feeling of accomplishment mixed with lingering curiosity. They had ventured into the unknown and had touched history, but the heart of the mystery remained just out of reach. The journey reminded all that history, especially one as layered and enigmatic as Vlad's, is not always a straightforward path. It twists and turns, hides and reveals, challenging those who seek to understand it. Weeks after the expedition, the allure of Bran Castle remained undimmed. While the Grand Chamber discovered was a piece of the puzzle, it was not the centerpiece. The true lair of Dracula, as described in manuscripts and whispered about in legends, remained an enigma, but not for long. It was a serendipitous discovery, one born from persistence and a touch of fate. Elena, reflecting on the expedition, had an insight. She realized that during their exploration, the team had focused solely on the physical layout of the castle based on the ancient map. But what if the lair wasn't just a physical space? What if it represented something more? Delving deeper into the manuscripts discovered in the chamber, she found a series of coded letters. These weren't just random notes, but an intricate, deliberate message. With Professor Radescu's expertise in ancient Transylvanian scripts and Elena's knack for decoding, the text revealed a narrative, a personal reflection of Vlad himself. The lair wasn't just a room, but a mental and emotional sanctuary. It was where Vlad retreated to ponder his reign, his challenges, his passions, and his fears. The chamber was metaphorical, symbolizing the internal struggles and reflections of a ruler who was both revered and feared. The letters spoke of his deep love for Wallachia, his heartache at betrayals, and his fierce determination to safeguard his realm. They provided glimpses into his complex relationships, moments of introspection, and even hinted at remorse for some of his brutal action. The lair was his mind, his soul. But the manuscripts also held another secret. Within the coded narrative, Vlad described a small, secluded chamber where he would often pen these reflections, a space where he felt safe, untouched by the outside world. With this newfound knowledge, the team reconvened for another expedition. This time, guided by Vlad's own words, they sought not a grand chamber, but a modest, intimate space. Hidden behind a tapestry in the previously discovered room, they found a concealed door. Beyond it lay a modest chamber, walls lined with shelves filled with scrolls, manuscripts, and personal artifacts. At the center, a simple wooden desk with a quill, an inkpot, and an unfinished manuscript, Dracula's True Sanctuary. The room was a poignant revelation. It shattered myths and humanized a figure who had, for centuries, been veiled in legend and fear. This was not the lair of a bloodthirsty monster, but a sanctuary for a man burdened with power, responsibilities, and profound introspection. Elena gently picked up the unfinished manuscript. It was a letter, perhaps, to a loved one or a trusted confidant. It spoke of his hopes for a united Wallachia, dreams for its people, and a desire for peace in his own heart. The discovery was monumental. It changed the narrative around Vlad, offering a more nuanced understanding of the man behind the legend of Dracula. It reminded everyone that history is multifaceted, and its key figures, no matter how they're portrayed, possess depths that often remain hidden from the world. As the team left Bran Castle, there was a palpable shift in the atmosphere. The towering Edith was no longer just a relic of the past, a symbol of horror or a testament to power. It was a reminder of the delicate dance between myth and reality, the layers that make up history, and the ever-present human core that beats even in the most enigmatic of figures. And so, Dracula's true lair was not a place of darkness or fear, but a haven of reflection, a testament to the complexities of the human soul, forever etched in the stone and lore of Bran Castle. In the vast tapestry of history, there exists a delicate interplay between fact and fiction, where over time, the threads become so intricately woven that discerning one from the other becomes a Herculean task. The legend of Dracula, so intrinsically tied to Vlad and Bran Castle, is a prime example of this complex entanglement. As the revelations from Bran Castle made headlines worldwide, the line between the man and the myth grew even more crucial to demarcate. The name Dracula itself is drenched in mythos. Stemming from Dracul, meaning dragon, it was an ode to Vlad's father, who was a member of the Order of the Dragon, a chivalric order dedicated to halting the Ottoman advance into Europe. Over time, the meaning morphed, and Dracula began to signify devil in modern Romanian, adding layers of sinister implications to an already enigmatic figure. Firstly, the depiction of Dracula as a bloodthirsty vampire, an immortal creature of the night with a penchant for human blood, can be attributed to Bram Stoker's 1897 novel. Stoker's portrayal, while gripping, was a far cry from the historical reality. Vlad, though undeniably brutal in his methods, was not a supernatural being, but a human, bound by mortality and shaped by the tumultuous period he reigned in. His infamous impalement methods, though heinous, were a reflection of the era's harsh justice system. Impalement, while particularly gruesome, was not unique to Vlad's reign. The act, in its terrifying visibility, was a political statement, Vlad's way of instilling fear and maintaining control in a land rife with treachery and external threats. Vlad's real stronghold was the Poenari Castle, located further into the Carpathians, a fortress built atop a steep precipice. It was Vlad's refuge during invasions, a testament to his military acumen. Yet it's Bran Castle that has, over time, become synonymous with the Dracula legend, showcasing how fiction can overshadow fact. However, beyond the myths lies a nuanced figure. The manuscripts discovered in his hidden chamber portrayed a leader deeply passionate about his homeland, fiercely protective of his people, and profoundly introspective of his people. As for the tales of his cruelty, they too need contextual understanding. The 15th century was an era of upheavals and brutality across Europe. Vlad's methods, viewed through modern lenses, are undoubtedly cruel, but in the broader scope of his period, they were strategic acts of deterrence rather than random acts of sadism. The revelations from the castle have ignited fresh debates among historians and enthusiasts. While some argue that these discoveries humanize Vlad, others caution against viewing him through rose-tinted glasses. Like all historical figures, Vlad exists in shades of grey shaped by both his choices and his circumstances. Conclusively, the legacy of Vlad, the historical Dracula, is a powerful reminder of the dangers of oversimplification. History, in its vastness, is seldom black and white. It challenges us to look beyond established narratives, to question, to explore, and most importantly, to understand. The legend of Dracula, as captivating as it is but a single thread in the grand tapestry of Vlad's life, a life marked by ambition, conflict, introspection, and an indomitable will. In the heart of Transylvania, perched atop a cliff, shrouded in the mists of time and legend, stands Bran Castle. Its towers rise with a silent majesty, each stone telling tales of centuries gone by. But as we've journeyed through its annals, we've come to realize that the castle is more than just an architectural marvel. It's a living testament to the intricate dance of history, legend, and the human spirit. The world has known Bran Castle predominantly as the abode of the mythical Dracula, a dark, foreboding place of shadows and mysteries. Yet our journey has illuminated a far richer narrative, one that paints the castle in hues of valor, passion, and profound introspection. Over the centuries, the castle has stood as a silent sentinel. It has witnessed the rise and fall of empires, heard the battle cries of warriors, and felt the hopes and dreams of countless souls echoing within its walls. The castle has been a symbol of power, a bastion of defense, and, as recent revelations suggest, a sanctuary of solitude and reflection for one of history's most enigmatic figures. But beyond the walls, the influence of the castle has reverberated throughout the ages. Its legacy has shaped the cultural and historical narrative of the region. From its early days as a strategic fortress guarding the mountain pass to its iconic association with the Dracula legend, Bran Castle has etched its mark on the consciousness of generations. The mysteries unearthed during our exploration remind us of the importance of looking beyond established narratives. Vlad's intimate chamber and the manuscripts within peel away the layers of myth revealing the beating heart of a complex leader. They challenge our perceptions and force us to confront the multifaceted nature of history. In doing so, the castle emerges not as a place of darkness, but as a beacon of understanding, bridging the chasm between fact and fiction. In this era of instant gratification and fleeting memories, Bran Castle stands as a monument to endurance. Its walls, scarred by time, weather, and war, have withstood the vagaries of history, refusing to crumble. In many ways, the castle's resilience mirrors the indomitable spirit of the land and its people. Transylvania, with its rich tapestry of cultures, traditions, and stories, finds its emblematic heart in the stoic beauty of Bran. As we conclude this chapter of our exploration, we're left with an indelible impression of the castle's undying legacy. We're reminded that structures, no matter how grand or ancient, are more than just brick and mortar. They are repositories of memories, emotions, and aspirations. Bran Castle, in all its glory, is a testament to the human endeavor. Our quest for power, our pursuit of knowledge, our innate desire to leave a mark on the sands of time. In the end, the castle's true legacy lies not in its association with a legendary vampire or even in its storied past. Its true legacy is its ability to inspire, to evoke wonder, and to stand as a testament to the complexities of the human experience. It beckons us to explore, to question, and to delve deeper into the stories that have shaped our world. As the mists of time continue to weave around Bran Castle, its towers will continue to rise, its walls will continue to stand firm, and its legacy, as a symbol of history, legend, and the enduring human spirit, will remain undying. Or, as the legends named him, Dracula. Every stone seems to beckon the curious deeper into its maze, urging them to uncover its secrets. They are on a journey through time, sifting through layers of history, myth, and reality. He was a ruler navigating the treacherous waters of 15th century politics, where betrayal lurked at every corner and the fate of entire nations hung delicately in the balance. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Saving Castles podcast. Stay tuned for our next episode where we'll continue to explore the fascinating world of castles and chateaus. Don't miss out and subscribe to our podcast to get notified when new episodes are released. For more information about us and our work, visit savingcastles.com. Thank you for listening.